It's been a quiet week. Let's all take our wins as we can. First article, why are people so gullible? Humans dislike frictions. It is the root cause of gullibility. Groups evolved to foster cooperation for survival, and fear is the primary driver of gullible behavior, specifically the fear of ostracism. The group provides protection and a pathway to survival. In modern society, we often equate group belonging with employment, which in turn enables participation in group activities. Ironically, much of our social integration depends on financial affordability. We pay to join friends at movies, restaurants, theme parks, museums, zoos, and similar venues. Very few shared experiences come without a cost. Activities that can be enjoyed with family often require little or no money, are rarely viewed by society as offering the same level of protection or status as larger external groups. Consequently, when authoritative groups, like government or institutions, recommend experimental drugs for survival, conformity pressures extend even to families, which lack equivalent protective status. The dynamic underscores the adage that money is the root of all evil. To reclaim a culture where families hold protective status, we need larger families, returning to family units with a mother, father, and 5 to 10 children, where each child then has 5 to 10 offspring, creates a group substantial enough for self-sufficiency, and such that just 30 years, one such family could grow to an immediate family size, including spouses, of 62 to 222 people. This provides ample numbers for events like filling a theater, all without external cost. Marriages between different family units would further strengthen community bonds. By contrast, a typical day at the park today reveals mostly isolated, unrelated families. If large families became the norm again, parks would teem with extended kin rather than strangers. We'd also go back to something where, you know, we took care of our elders. Grandma and Grandpa did not live in a nursing home. They lived at home. They'd help raise the children. By default, they would help educate the children in morals and culture. Large families provide those kind of protections because families tend to take care of the quote-unquote broken people, whereas a society of strangers tend to put them away, shut them up, or let them live under a bridge. Now for an off-topic, I've been looking at that whole alien thing that's moving through our system. They call it Interstellar, woo, or Atlas 31 or 31 Atlas. I'm not quite sure. Doesn't really matter. But I look at it more of a study of human behavior. And if I were an evil genius, I would use something like that to figure out who the world looked to for its leader in this kind of scenario. And then that individual, since they're all my puppets anyway, would graduate to being the world's de facto leader. So this is going to be very interesting. Do the sheeple want to have Putin, or do the sheeple want to have Trump? Or do we all wake up enough and we do not have a world government, at least not in the way that it's planned for us? Oh, times are getting so interesting.